where the defenses, you know, some are very complicated.
I feel like Oklahoma, we have a very complex defense, and so, I mean, any defense scheme I go to, I don't think I'll have a problem with adapting to whatever it does. And we're 4-3 and inside linebacker, and a 3-4, pretty much the same thing, so I don't feel like that'll be a drop off for me at all.
What type of linebacker did you maybe look up to or try to emulate your game after? Or even now?
I mean, I say it's a combination of guys. I really like Ray Lewis, Sean Merriam, and I like DeMarco Ryan.
You said as far as your workout and stuff like that, you plan on doing everything, and did you just get the measurements today, height, weight, what was that?
Yeah, we got measurements today, and you want the actual numbers. I was 6 foot and weighed in at 246, and my hand was like 9.5, so.
You plan on doing all the workouts?
Yeah, I plan on doing everything.
This is a spot where you can really help yourself, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, this is the reason why they have it, I guess, where guys are not too sure about it and let them go out there and do their thing.
Are you sure?
I'm definitely sure.
Sure in yourself?
Definitely sure.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you since you came out. You still comfortable with that decision? I mean, you look back on it, no wondering, none of the time.
Oh, since I made my decision, I was coming out. I mean, it was a well-thought-out process I went through, and ever since then, I never looked back, and I feel very comfortable with my decision.
My grandmother told me she's pretty excited about a lot of different aspects of this. Number one, watch you on TV. Number two, the checks you'll be cashing, things like that.
Oh, my grandma, she's fired up. I mean, she feels like a movie star because she said there's a lot of reporters and everybody calling her and wanting her to do interviews and stuff, so it's pretty awesome.
Did you consult with anybody, any of the old Sooners that are in the NFL before you come in?
Yes, I consulted with a lot of them. I talked to Tommy Harris, Teddy Lehman, Rodney Poole, Rufus Alexander, and I definitely asked them what they thought about it and their thoughts on the NFL and how they portrayed it, and just got with my family and I talked with my coaches and felt like it was the right thing for me to do.
Did any of them say stay?
One of them say stay.
Who's that?
Teddy Lehman.
What reason did he give?
He just said that, I mean, NFL is always going to be there, and you only get to have the atmosphere you have now in college one time, and I mean, came in, wanted to win national championship, have a great chance to do it next year, and why not come back for one more year?
Did that give you pause?
I mean, it gave me, I thought about it, but it wasn't guaranteed. National championship is not guaranteed, and the Buckus is not guaranteed. And so, I mean, the only thing guaranteed was I'm healthy right now, and I felt good, and I had a great year, and so I felt like it was the right thing for me to do.
The guys that wanted you to come out, what did they say to you?
They said I'm healthy. They said I had a great year to come out on. Tommy said before the season, write down all your goals of what you want to accomplish. And if you feel like you accomplished most of them, then I think you should come out. And I felt like I accomplished most of my goals I set for myself and decided to come on out.
How about the ones you didn't accomplish? What were those?
I didn't win the Buckus, and we didn't win national championship.
You think like you could have had a better year next year in any way? I mean, 157 tackles, consensus All-American.
I don't think I could have had a better year next year. I mean, my numbers right now, I mean, that's pretty tops, and I feel like I'll have a lot more focus on me next year if I would have came back and maybe wouldn't have as good as numbers as I did this past year.
6 foot even is what you measure.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of 6'2 or 6'3, do you feel like that scares anybody away? You feel like guys are concerned that maybe they need a 6'3 linebacker?
I don't think so. I mean, if you look at the past linebackers who have measured in 6 foot, I mean, they have great success. Like I said, DeMarco Ryan, he's 6 foot, and Ernie Sims, he was 6 foot, and there's a couple of guys, and they're having really successful careers, so I don't think it shies anyone away from me at all.
Mike Singletary was 5'11".
Really? So.
Dude, you had plenty of accolades. Did you feel at all like you were maybe overlooked by people on a national scale? Just some of the Big Ten guys seem to get a lot of the credit.
I would definitely say so. I mean, going into the season, I didn't really have as much as hype as many others. But, I mean, I think once they saw what they put in the film and see me on TV, I mean, I think I got everything I deserved. So.
Does that give you something to prove here too, though? To prove, I mean, you obviously probably believe you're the best linebacker here, don't you?
I definitely do, and I kind of got a little edge on my shoulder and a little chip on my shoulder, so I'm just waiting for the testing to do my thing.
How do you describe your style of game?
What'd you say?
How do you describe your style of game?
I would say I'm explosive. I'm a big hitter. I make big plays, great tackling, and drop good in coverage.
Okay, so you mentioned your goals for your college career. What are your goals for
My goals for my rookie season is I definitely want to come in and make an immediate impact and play as much as I can, play special teams, and I want to make the rookie team and go from there.